97.7 ECKFM, True Island Radio, and on this Thursday morning, we got some special guests in the studio coming in to promote an event tomorrow going to be happening at the Dreamland Theater at 7 p.m. In studio, we are joined with Corky Lang, Floyd Kellogg, and obviously, everybody loves John Shea in the studio. Thanks, guys, for showing up early on this Thursday morning.
Yes, we are, yeah.
Now, you guys are doing a show tomorrow at the Dreamland. Corky Lang and the Sleigh Ride,
that's
right?
That's right. We've been together 20 minutes.
20 minutes. You just formed this morning, right?
Well, we're going to get it right. Go ahead.
Now, Corky, some background history of you. You've been a fan of Nantucket for a long time. You've lived here for a long time.
Yes.
You're not currently living here, or are you?
I live at John Shea's house.
Okay. Well, that's a good guy to live with.
I'm on the sofa tour.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And Floyd, everybody knows you from your two bands here on the island as well, right? Why don't you plug them?
Buckle and Shake and Foggy Roots.
Yeah, so you're all over the place all the time.
Uh-huh, yeah, I do play with them quite a bit.
All right.
Yeah, as much as I can.
And then you're teaming up with Corky for the show tomorrow night.
John actually introduced me to Floyd.
Really?
Floyd, and way back, a year or two ago. And we jammed at the brewery, I think, for five minutes, along with Julian Stanley. And that's the way I met him. And I tell you, between you and I and the rest of the world, he's freaking great.
Okay.
You know, and I said, if I'm going to come back to he's right here.
Yeah.
So that's what we said, why don't we put this thing together here along with Jake Volks and a few of the guys. And I didn't realize how great the musical, I guess, enterprise here in Nantucket has grown. I mean, when I was here, I was the only guy musically.
Well, there's not much else to do.
It was wonderful.
People are playing music.
Right. And Felix Pappalardi moved here because we were playing in the Hyannis tent, and we flew over, and Felix woke up and said, "Where am I?" That type of thing, and he bought a house.
Yeah, he's like, "Well,
and Pulpit." So I thought that was the beginning of the musical entity on the island.
Now, John, did they get you a spot in the band as well?
I am. I'm going to play. You know, I helped put it together. Let's just say, Doug. You know, and then I'm their biggest fan. And I was at the rehearsal of the Dreamland last night. It is rocking.
Okay,
this is rock and roll, and now, it's first class.
Is this a 2-hour show, hour and a half show? Kind of see how it goes.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
it'll be on course. I'm guessing it's an hour and a half.
Okay,
we're going to put it in.
And the key is, if you want to go to the show, you got to get your tickets now before they sell out. Dreamlandtheater.org. Jump on that. But Corky, now let's talk about your musical history.
Yes,
can you fill some of the people in?
Yeah.
There's a band that they might have heard of that you were a part of.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with it. And, you know, a really iconic song came from the band. Why don't you go into this?
I can get into it. I must caveat here is the fact I've told the story a few times so the people may have heard it.
That's okay.
But it's a real story.
Right.
And the thing is way back in the late 69, to be exact, we were playing a place called the 30 Acres, which was like a real funky bar, and they had fried chicken, and it was great. We came down from Montreal, the band that I have at the time, turned out to be the band called Energy. So what happened one night is that it was so hot on the island, it was a hot August evening, and the lights blew out, the electricity on the island, because at the time, everybody started getting air conditioners.
Yeah.
They never had that.
Oh, killed the power.
They killed the power. They weren't, and except for the emergency light, I was playing, you know, up on Cripple Creek, she sends me, and I was playing that Levon Helm kind of beat, and the whole place is dancing and hopping, power goes out. Drummer's no problem because I'm not electric.
Yeah.
So I'm acoustic, so I'm playing. And there's this wonderful looking girl that a friend of mine, Roy Bailey, had invited up from Mississippi.
Okay.
And I think her name was Molly, but the point is they're dancing and she's wearing a see-through dress.
Oh.
And this, it was one of those hot numbers. And she's dancing and I'm looking at her and a friend of mine gave me a soul pill. So I was feeling really good and I'm playing, you know, I'm playing and and that goes out. And all of a sudden it's just me, you know, just the drums, like playing. And I said, keep dancing. I wanted to watch her. She was great. So I look up and I scream out at her, "Hey, Mississippi." I knew she looked at me and I went, "Oh, maybe I'll get lucky here. I can't play."
Right.
You go right to the cowbell, Doug.
Yeah.
Anytime you want, in the
cowbell.
Play, go, keeps people dancing. Yeah, they hear cowbell, the let's dance. So I kept them dancing with cowbell. Hey, Mississippi! And I just screaming because there was no mic.
Right.
And I said, she's looking at me. I think maybe I'll get lucky. You know, and I don't. Roy's there and stuff's fine. Well, I didn't get lucky, but Roy got lucky that night. But I kept the lyric that I was
Queen.
And then I see it, and I went, you know what I mean? And I'm screaming at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking, and I just kept on screaming with the beat, and I went, wow. Anyways, fast forward, we go back to New York with the band and in a very hot loft on 59th Street, and I'm sitting there. We got to write a song.
Yeah.
And I look at the guys in the band, and they go, Cork, we don't have a record deal. We got nothing. What do you want to write? I said, I don't know. This Mississippi Queen, you know what I mean? And I started writing the lyric way down around. And this, and it turns out that 2 years later, when I put, we put Mountain together.
Mountain is the band, right?
And
right.
We were doing mountain climbing. And they need it. Felix says, you know, do you have any songs? Because it's a new band. We did.
Right.
Leslie had a few, and I came. I went into Leslie. You got any lyrics? I got the, I don't know. And it was, I got this, and it was written out. The song was written out at that point. And he just came in with that, with the lick. It, the song wrote itself. Seriously, it was just right there. The, so he had the lyric and the lick and everything. And sure enough, we went to Felix. We were in the studio. We played it. Felix says, I don't know. 14 takes later, we go back to the first take of Mississippi Queen because it was brand new. And it goes down. And we all sort of look at each other because it was a good jam song. And when we go to mix it, this is true, sir. Jimi Hendrix was next door at the record plant recording the band of Gypsies. And I had met Jimi Hendrix in Montreal, a whole other story. The point is, Felix says, you know, it would be great if you go ask Jimmy to come in and listen, to be the first person to listen to the final mix. So I go next door, you know, hey, Mr. Marshall, could you, and he looks, hey, he walks, and he says, yeah, he comes and sits behind the desk. This is Jimi Hendrix, his head down. We hit the, everybody at this point's like tight.
Yeah.
You know, we're all looking and shaking. This is the, and he listens to it and shaking his head, and he picks his head up and he goes, cool. That was it. We knew.
Hey, that's so, all you need,
that,
right?
That was Hendrix. The endorsement.
Let me say something. So what the people who are coming tonight and a young audience that doesn't know Mountain, but what they're going to hear is true rock and roll.
Okay.
Remember that Felix Pappalardi had created Cream with Ginger Baker and Noel Redding and Jack Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and that was the first great rock trio, power trio in England. Cream went crazy. He came to America, wanted to create it here. He got Leslie West. He was playing bass, Felix Pappalardi, who lived in Pulpus Road here as well as New York. And then they were looking for a great drummer, and they found Corky Lang. And that's when Mountain came to be. Mountain becomes a hit. They go to Woodstock. Woodstock becomes legendary.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, Leslie and Felix have both passed away. But Corky carries on this power rock tradition.
Yeah.
That now Floyd is carrying on. And Jake Volz, who was here, Richie Scarlett came in from New York to play lead on these songs. excuse me, Julian Stanley, whose grandfather started 30 Acres. So Corky's put together a band that is going to kick, you know.
I got in touch with Floyd Kellogg, and he helped me pick out some of the other musicians because he knows, and he played with them. So already these musicians were playing together here.
They're comfortable together already.
And they seem to lock, and that's the whole thing when you're playing. And we're using, thank God, we're using the Mountain repertoire.
Okay.
So in other words, we have a staple of songs that hopefully people may remember or not.
Okay.
But guitar players, right, correct me if I'm wrong, love Mountain because it's a guitar oriented. I'm trying to change
guitar
it to
heavy. You're trying to make it drum heavy. well, Floyd, what capacity are you? I know you're in the part of the band. What are you playing?
I'm filling in, doing some bass and guitar as well.
Okay.
And also you told
me you sing.
You decided, yeah, you want me to sing lead. Which I never sang before,
so you've been practicing.
He's been singing all night. Yeah.
No, that's it. I'm gonna check it out a little more today.
You're
I mean, I've clearly heard the
listen to his voice.
He's got that really ballsy, deep voice.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You're making the radio guy jealous over here. You know, so. All right, well, guys, Friday night is obviously a great night to go see some live music. Get out to the Dreamland. Get some rock on.
From what I hear, by the way, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I hear the tickets are going really well. I mean, they already sold like half the house right now.
That's what I'm saying. Jump online right now, dreamlandtheater.org.
Promo slut that I am.
Corky Lang and the Sleigh Ride. Dreamland Theater tomorrow night, 7 p.m. John Shea, Corky Lang, and Floyd Kellogg, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Doug.
You're awesome, brother.
Rock on.
Thank you.
That's it.